And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two of Asia's rivals engaged in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. In Russia, and Ukraine.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kyiv Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. I'm Sagar Magani.
Meanwhile, some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly completed Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in a southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. Since January, 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. The trainees are expected to leave Oklahoma the next several days for additional training in Europe before they deploy to Ukraine. I'm Norman Hall.
And the Pentagon says that it's speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to Russia-Ukraine war zone by the fall. And the original plan was to send 31 newer M1A2 Abrams, which could have taken a year. This is VOA News. The U.S. is trying to dampen any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with longstanding U.S. policy.
That is AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. The United States is imposing a new round of sanctions on Iranian firms and people accused of procuring equipment used for Iranian drones. U.S. officials announced the new measures on Tuesday. The Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control coordinated with the FBI to designate four firms and three people in Iran and Turkey for allegedly buying equipment, including European-made engines of drones, to be used for Iran's drone and weapons programs. American defense officials claim that Iran is supplying Russia with unmanned drones to use on civilians as the Kremlin continues its invasion of Ukraine. U.S. officials also say that Iran is gathering information for its drone network by deploying its technology in Ukraine. A man gets 4 years prison sentence for attacking police during the Capitol riot. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Prosecutors say Jeffrey Sills from Virginia arrived with a gas mask and goggles, stole a flashing strobe light to disorient officers, and assaulted them with a stolen baton at the Capitol's Lower West Terrace Tunnel. Sills' attorney says his client did not come to Washington with the intention of committing violence. He brought technical gear out of fear there was going to be a terrorist attack. But prosecutors say Sills posted video, later deleted. In one post showing officers in riot gear, Sills wrote, "Visited the Capitol today." In another post showing rioters flooding into the tunnel, he wrote, "Took a tour." Ed Donahue, Washington.
French garbage collector. Refinery workers and others are striking again, angry about President Emmanuel Macron's decision to force the divisive bill raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.